Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a declaration of disaster emergency for Ford County because of wildland fires that broke out on Thursday. Much of the state remains under drought conditions, and there are increased dangers of wildfires due to overheating farm equipment, outdoor grilling, and fireworks. Texas out of control in Jackson County.
In fact, Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas has publicly expressed concern that people might lose their homes. According to KCTV, Jackson County Executive Frank White responded in a letter to Lucas asking him to retract some of his comments. Lucas replied he didn't want to engage in a public argument with the mayor in the media. Homeowners are questioning how the valuations have been arrived at, and the assessor contends that the property values in the county have increased by almost 30%.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The summer is here, and you know it's going to stick around for a while. Neither you or your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbo fan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make those fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large, portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. Simply roll the breeze to your work spot. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. Get all of these Valley Vet fans online with same-day shipping and free freight at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com,
Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day 7 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Triple-digit temperatures mean it certainly feels like the right weather to harvest wheat. However, producers and elevators alike are feeling behind schedule. Wheat harvest has shifted west, moving into areas with more extreme drought conditions and more abandoned acres. And the wheat acres that remain are coming in below average, but slightly better than expected, while producers adjust their harvesting to address pressure from late-growing weeds. At the Nebraska border, Neil Breckemeyer started harvest on Monday, June 26th, and expects to finish up in the next few days. In Washington County and up into Nebraska, Breckemeyer had hail on Wednesday night, which did not break the hollow wheat stems, but did have a bit of shatter. Wheat fared better than corn, much of which was blown over in the wind. Breckemeyer was surprised at the yields that he was seeing, especially considering the moderate amount of weeds below the canopy. Outstanding variants included AgriPro, Bigfoot, and LCS Valiant, with test weights coming in between 58 and 60 pounds per bushel. Back in central Kansas, Dale Adcock of Bartlett Grain in Great Bend reported the area is about 10 days to 2 weeks behind normal, and so far, they've taken in about 20% of the wheat they expect to receive. Test weights are good, averaging 60 pounds per bushel and above, with higher than average protein. Adcock said yields are averaging in the high 20s to low 30s, with a range from the teens to 50 bushels per acre. And weeds are everywhere due to thin stands and the crop maturing later than normal. Bartlett Grain has a 6-county draw radius, and Adcock expects to receive about half the wheat of an average year. Sitting on a short line rail line, the facility will send wheat to their core businesses in Mexico, as well as company-owned flour mills in Coffeyville, Kansas, and North Carolina. Summertime temperatures will continue to advance the pace of wheat harvest in the coming days ahead of the July 4th holiday and a cold front next week. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can tag them using @KansasWheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach plans to sue after Governor Kelly announced that she will not direct state agencies to revert their gender marker policies. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Revenue will continue to update gender markers on birth certificates and driver's licenses for transgender individuals, standing against Kobach's legal opinion issued Monday. Kobach's office said he plans to sue following the governor's move, with Kobach saying the governor doesn't get to veto a bill and then ignore the legislature's override, and she's violating her oath of office to uphold Kansas law. In his legal opinion, Kobach stated that a new state law defining biological sex, SB 180, would also require state agencies to update birth certificates and driver's licenses to reflect the sex at birth. However, in a statement on Thursday, Governor Kelly said she's directed the Kansas Department of Revenue and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to follow their legal counsel's interpretation of the law. Bond has been set for a man charged in the shooting death of a man outside of a Hayes bar early on Sunday morning. 40-year-old Keith A. Ostrom of Hayes was arrested outside of the Horseshoe Bar in the 1000 block of East 8th Street in Hayes on a charge of second-degree murder in the death of 63-year-old Larry D. Braun, an Ellis County resident. Braun was taken on Sunday to Hayes Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries. Ostrom's bond has been set at $200,000, and as of Wednesday morning, he remained in custody at the Ellis County Detention Center. Hayes Police Chief Don Schleiber said the case is still under investigation but has been referred to the Ellis County Attorney. Law enforcement officials have released no further details as to what may have led to the shooting, and no further court dates had been set as of Wednesday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Governor Kelly reminds Kansans that more Kansas families are eligible to receive a one-time grant of $1,000 per child to use for tutoring, school supplies, academic camps, technology, and classes through the state's Education Enrichment or KEEP program, which is aimed at remedying pandemic learning loss. Multiple students from each household in grades K through 12 can apply. However, the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. Governor Kelly expanded eligibility for the program since its initial launch in February, making all families with household incomes less than 300% of the federal poverty line qualified to receive KEEP funding. The KEEP program's $50 million budget is allotted from the state's COVID-19 relief fund and was approved by state lawmakers in 2021. Research shows that the COVID-19 pandemic, which closed schools and shifted students towards virtual and online learning, yielded significant learning gaps and learning loss. The program, aimed at assisting students after virtual learning, hopes to put Kansas kids to pace with pre-pandemic levels. More information and the application can be found at keep.ks.gov. July 4th is a time to celebrate, but never a time to drink and drive. So throughout the Independence Day holiday and weekend, law enforcement officials will focus on improving roadway safety for those traveling across the state as part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's annual safety campaign. The Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Turnpike Authority, and the Kansas Highway Patrol also encourage motorists to concentrate on safe driving habits and plan ahead before festivities begin. Kansas Highway Patrol Captain Candace Brashears said you need to remember to celebrate safely this upcoming holiday weekend. She said you need to make sure you and your loved ones are always buckled up when you get in a vehicle and don't drive impaired or distracted. If you do plan on drinking over the weekend, you should make arrangements to get home safely by designating your sober driver before you celebrate. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, the state recorded a total of 2,158 alcohol-related crashes in 2021, with 86 people losing their lives in those crashes. These crashes can happen any time of the day, but more than three-fourths of the ones involving alcohol in 2021 occurred at night. So it's an especially important time to pay attention to the roadway and be aware of other motorists. Drivers with a blood alcohol concentration, or BAC, above Kansas's legal limit of 0.08% are considered alcohol impaired by law. However, a small amount of alcohol is considered buzz driving because it can affect a person's ability to drive. And according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, across the United States in 2021, there were 2,226 people killed in alcohol-related crashes where the driver had a BAC between 0.01% to 0.07%. For assistance on a Kansas highway, you can call the Kansas Highway Patrol at *47. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is asking residents to stay away from seemingly unattended baby deer. The agency said fawns are typically born from May through July and that concerned citizens will be finding them in yards and fields. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said on the Game Warden's Facebook page that these fawns will be purposely left alone by the doe for long periods of time during the day and the doe will return to the fawn. So please let the fawns be and make sure to stay away from them to keep from leading predators to their location. You'll know if a fawn needs help if one of the following happens: if it's laying flat, head and legs away from its body, unresponsive, it's running around frantically screaming for over an hour, or it's been attacked or has obvious life-threatening wounds. Always find a licensed fawn rehabilitator for fawns in true need, and the department wants to remind everyone that it's illegal to possess or raise wildlife without proper permits. With harvest season underway in parts of the state and more people expected on the roads for the 4th of July holiday, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles, and it's also sometimes wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. What does the latest USDA Hogs and Pigs report tell us about future pork output? Gary Crawford has the numbers.
We are not planning on increasing pork production anytime soon. That's the signal hog producers are sending in USDA's latest quarterly look at hog and pig inventories, and especially at farrowing intentions. The report has producers during March through May, that quarter, cutting farrowings by 2% from the same time frame a year ago. They say they intend to cut farrowings by 4% during the summer quarter, another 4% drop for the fall quarter. USDA livestock analyst Shale Chagham says there's not much price in incentive to boost production.
If we were to look at the estimated returns for average size furrow finish operators in Iowa, for example, returns have been negative for the most part for the year so far. And I think that is reflected in the fact that we are seeing these low farrowing numbers and we are seeing these low intention numbers.
Hog prices right now are averaging about $10 to $12 a hundredweight below this time a year ago. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary. Hog populations down 20,000 year over year in Kansas at 1.9 million head. That loss entirely amongst market hogs at 1.75 million head. 155,000 head kept for breeding. All of these numbers were higher than they were in March. Quick action by a pair of USDA agencies resolved an issue concerning American poultry exports to Colombia. The Ag Ministry there instructed all their ports to deny import permits to any poultry products beginning June 1st because of concerns about highly pathogenic avian influenza. At least $1 million worth of U.S. exports were impacted during the first week of June. The Foreign Ag Service, APHIS, and U.S. Trade Representative worked to leverage the free trade agreement to pressure Colombian officials to reverse their ban. The ban was reversed June 8th. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
A frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cooler in our western counties today with some cloud cover and rain expected. Then we'll get more comfortable temperatures statewide tomorrow, about average on Sunday. And we'll also have a round of precipitation coming up this afternoon through much of Saturday as a low moves across our state. Severe thunderstorms possible again today for the northern and central counties with a stationary front still parked overhead. Big hail and damaging wind possible with today's storms. Rain and thunderstorms will move from the western and central counties into eastern Kansas tomorrow before we get some sunshine back statewide on Sunday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a stationary front runs from southeast Colorado across central Kansas. Warm and humid air coming in from the south with a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. for our far eastern counties. The warm and unstable air will keep bumping into that frontal boundary through the afternoon. We have enough wind shear and instability for more severe thunderstorms for about the northern half of our state and through the western counties for the rest of today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible statewide during the overnight hours. Then we have cooler high pressure moving in tomorrow. We'll get a break from the really hot weather in the eastern counties with the cloud cover, and rain will stay in the upper 80s. The rain will be tapering off in the western counties on Saturday. Showers continue in the east. And then on Sunday, we'll get mostly sunny skies statewide. Temperatures in the upper 80s, maybe 90. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 70s to low 80s, upper 50s and low 60s for the overnight. Low 90s north central, mid to upper 60s overnight. Northeast, 95 to 100 and humid, will be in the low 70s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 80s southwest and around 60 overnight. 95 to 100 south central, 65 to 70 overnight. Around 100 in the southeast counties this afternoon, and tonight we're in the mid 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.